Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Harbaugh now heads to Los Angeles Chargers.
He wins everywhere. He wins, period.
Justin Herbert, he's a crown jewel.
Well, you guys better enjoy this.
Quick snap, Herbert to throw.
Has a man, touchdown.
The fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin
Herbert on the move and throws. Touchdown.
I was just trying to show off, man.
We're going to be known as world champions. We're going to do it or die trying. Don't let the powder blues fool you.
Who's got it better than that? Yeah.
Buonasera, folks. Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Wooldog, sitting with my buddy, Kev Huggin Duggan.
Buona dimineața. That is good morning in Romanian.
Yes, and mine was just a simple hello in Romanian because Kevin is still in Bucharest, Romania.
Wa-wa-wee-wa.
What's the time there? What's the...
It's
sunny late. Where you are.
Yeah, it's getting... The sun is starting to dip in the sky.
Very good. Well, it's morning for those in the U.S. while we're recording this. But hey, folks, we've got an episode to do for you. Sadly, Kyle, the coach Duggan, cannot be here. There was an immediate sickness that spread. There's a patient zero looming in Kyle's house.
Kids are no joke. One kid gets one of them.
I was just thinking
wildfire. It's freaking wildfire. So
it was just like, because we started this podcast when you guys had like, I think two each.
Yeah.
So it was like two. If like one kid gets sick, it's like, all right, we can deal with this. But then you start adding a third and a fourth. And you're just like, it's a problem now. It's like, it's a surprise when nobody's sick, I'm guessing, at the Duggan households. So it's just going to be me and Kev Huggin Duggan with you folks, but we've still...
No one making fun of me this episode.
It's not
Let's
happening.
Go.
Or will it?
Don't you start shit with me.
All right, folks, lots to talk about. We've got an NFL mic, Bolt of the Week segment. The guy's batting 1,000. I'm sure this week is going to be no different. And we've got an Ask Bolt fam lined up for you as well. So let's waste no time and start at the top. It was finally announced, folks, training camp happening with the Chargers at the Bolt, July 24th through August 8th. So there are multiple days there, and I cannot wait to see all the video.
I can't imagine what the demand is going to be for this, because I know they allowed in like 3,000 fans at our last training camps. They're only allowed to have 1,500 fans here.
Wow.
So this...
the crowd.
You're going to have... So these tickets go on sale like... They're not tickets. They're just like reserving for it. Go
right,
on
reservations,
sale.
Yeah.
9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m. is when they open. People are going to be having to like ready to go to get access to this thing. Which, I can't even tell you how the buzz and excitement for wanting to see this in person at the new facility, nonetheless. Like, this is going to be nuts.
Yeah. No, the hype around a new training facility is palpable, which is not something I would have thought I would have ever said, because it doesn't necessarily benefit me or you. It's for the players. It's for the coach. And yet the buzz around the fan base about this new training facility, I mean, number one, it looks amazing, like top of the line, state of the art. Yeah. I mean, everything about it just looks like to the nines. Awesome. And now that the fans are getting excited about it as well, because that's the thing, like this will be the inaugural training camp that everybody's going to get to go to. I've seen that I think the pro shop that's nearby is already open. I really want to check that place out, because
I saw some cool new swag that they have out. They have like a smiley face sweatshirt that looks awesome.
I need to check it out, because I can only imagine. Can you imagine working in a store that just sold Charger stuff? Like, you don't work at the mall where you're selling all NFL gear or all.
I wouldn't work there very long, because I would get fired.
One day they just show up, everything's gone.
You're just wearing, it's like 15 sweatshirts. Like, what do you mean, guys? Weird.
What's going on?
Could I be wearing any more clothes?
Hot out there today, huh?
Woo, little
real
steamy.
Bun burner.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go back to the car.
Real bun burner. I like that.
But to work in a store that's just full of Chargers swag, I mean, that's like working at Disneyland for me. That would just be like, every day is just a blessing. Like, what an awesome place to work at. But I mean, right next door is going to be the training facility, and they have their open house coming up here soon as well, July 13th through the 14th.
I think is already sold out. Like they had, you could like reserve time, and it was gone in that.
I heard they crashed the site. Like, yeah, there were so many people trying to get on that it just, it shut it down because the want and the need just for us. Again, this doesn't benefit us. It's not like we're going to go there and be like, okay, let's go watch a movie in the movie room, or, oh, let's go work out in the workout facility. Although I did, actually, that might be a thing. Now that I say it out loud, there might be a thing where like you can set up a membership, because I mean, players aren't working there year round.
Well, they do have the thing. I think they have the thing there where you can get into this premium club and you can watch practices from like this high level and see the practices.
God bless.
I know I'm not capable of spending the kind of money they're going to want for me to be able to get up there.
We'd have to create a new tier.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to need a millionaire investor to help us with that tier.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's exciting. The buzz is crazy. I hope this translates to us getting home field advantage.
And I do think too.
I feel like the first game is going to be pretty good. I think Raider fans showing up are going to be a little shocked at how many there are of us. And I think if we win that and we keep going, it's just going to be a, you know, snowball.
It's just going to be a snowball effect. Yeah, I agree. The hiring of Jim Harbaugh was enough to start that snowball rolling. And everybody else that we've picked up, all the coaches, all the players, there's a real buzz about the Chargers this year and wanting to go see the games. And the home opener, man, can't get here soon enough. I can't wait to get there, too. It's going to be such a different feeling. Also, speaking of the Die Hard Bowl Club, what's that on your shirt there, Kev? Is that a Die Hard Bowl Club?
There's the
Die Hard Bowl Club. They just had their annual picnic in Anaheim, and we were lucky enough.
We got to kind of go.
Exactly. We had our Zoom hangout with our special 10s over at Patreon, and Tony Francis and Mr. Pekar and Pablo.
We saw like 15 people there. Everyone was like dipping in like, what's up, guys? And they go do something awesome. Like it would look like such a great freaking time. And it was definitely bigger than last year.
Yeah.
They had to like get like a drone to get wide enough to see everything.
Tents as far as the eye can see.
It was crazy. Yeah. They were doing it. They were having fun. I really want to get to one of these soon.
And it was awesome that we got to see Patrick as well. I haven't seen him since the whole issue that he had during the offseason as well.
He's not Fatty Patty anymore.
No, there's no fatty in that
patty. He is cut, Pat.
He's lean, and he busted out the Spaceballs dome helmet.
Still the coolest freaking fan helmet I've ever seen, yeah.
It was so good seeing everybody, and what a hell of a turnout, man. Just so many tents. I couldn't believe it. Like, they did the pan around. I was like, my God.
It was
like, there were so many.
Yeah.
But what a great thing. I wish I could have been there. That would have just been the best thing to do. That's for those of you that are like, what do I do this offseason? That's what you do.
Yeah,
you go and you have a hangout with all the other Die Hard Bowl Club people and just have yourself a blast of a picnic.
And you didn't need to be a member to go. You know, they accept everyone. Yeah. Like, come and let's just check out what we're all about. So
exactly.
If you get an opportunity to go to a watch party this year, it's so much more fun to watch games with your friends. And I know that as soon as Adam moved to Missouri, I got to watch Charger game with a friend every single game. And it changes dynamic. It changes everything for me. So definitely reach out to Die Hard Bowl Club if you're interested, and go to one of these watch parties. They're doing some more events coming up during training camp. They're going to have players signing stuff. So they're not stopping, man. They're in full speed ahead with the club. So
absolutely.
Check it out.
Can't stop, won't stop. And speaking of can't stop, won't stop, just because mini camp's over and training camp hasn't started doesn't mean that these guys stop working out, because we saw a video that the Chargers posted and very artistic to post it in black and white. But
I think this is Big Duke 50. It's the O-line mastermind training basically the one that
the Duke Mannyweather?
Duke Mannyweather, yeah.
Yeah.
His like offensive line camp.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So we saw the Hulk of a man that is Zion Johnson, who went from like, oh, he's kind of cute, he's got like little baby face, to I don't, let's turn around. Let's walk the other way, because I think this guy's going to run us over. Him and Rashawn Slater were out, you know, just pushing trucks. Pushing and pulling trucks. Just like, it's no big deal. And I mean, I'm not talking like the old 90s Ford Rangers that, like,
hey, that was my first
they got
car.
The job done. I'm not car. Saying they couldn't great do truck. It, but this is like, these are the big,
this is a big boy shit.
Big 4x4 trucks that these guys are pushing and pulling. And my God, they are just,
Oh my God.
Very, it speaks to the strength of these guys and how our offensive line might be looking.
There's no offseason for them. They're working. They're down there
they
working.
They have to. Yeah. They, it was crazy, actually. Now that you mention it, Nick Hardwick, when he retired, how quickly he went from like this big dude to, like, to just up, this total cut, you know, great looking guy. But like, man, it was just like, that's Nick Hardwick? Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
They have to keep that muscle mass going. They have to keep working out to maintain it. And man, they're killing it. Again, another exciting thing to look forward to for this upcoming season. I think this offensive line could potentially be top 10.
I top get it. Five? I'll say it.
All right.
Done.
Say it then.
Yeah. But the 10's the floor. Take that, Kyle.
Take it. And what you folks is, you can take your happy selves over to our Patreon, patreon.com/chargerchat. Check out all the fun, silly videos we got over there. We just had our hangout with some special 10s. And you can see all the previous hangouts that we have over there as well. We don't just hang out and then let it live in the ether. We put them back up so you can relive all the great memories relive and times memory. Over at patreon.com/chargerchat. But if you don't want to go over there, it's totally fine. And going over to our regular website, chargerchat.com. Check out all the cool stuff we got over there. T-shirts, hoodies, stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers in the members section and ask questions and ask bold fam. So go check out chargerchat.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, gang, as I mentioned, this guy is back. He's back every other week, and he is still slaying with the content. And I'm talking about NFL Mike with our next Bolt of the Week. Who's it going to be? Hey, you were the ones that asked for it, so here it comes.
It's Aloe.
Oh, spoiler.
Spoiler. Spoiler alert. Charger Chat and NFL Mike listeners, it is time for NFL Mike's Bolt of the Every Other Week. If this is your first time viewing an episode of NFL Mike's Bolt of the Week, hi, I'm NFL Mike. Nice to meet you. I am an NFL content creator that covers the NFL 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and twice on Sunday. For the Bolt of the Week segment, every other week here on the Charger Chat podcast, we're taking a deep dive on one individual Charger chosen by you. We've already covered Phillip Rivers a couple weeks ago, Asante Samuel Jr. in our first episode, even showed the fullbacks and kickers some love when we did a Lorenzo Neal and Cameron Dicker episode. I will tag all of those episodes in the comment sections below if you guys want to go and learn all about those players. But today's Bolt of the Week is Charger safety Alohi Gilman. Shout out to the Brisket Bros for suggesting this. I saw a few other comments popping up for Alohi Gilman. So here we go. But first, before you forget, hop down in the comments section below. Comment which Charger you want to see me cover next. I will be featuring the Bolt with the most votes. Alohi Gilman's journey to the NFL wasn't necessarily an easy one, because he had to come all the way from the Big Island, Hawaii, where Alohi Gilman was born. One of seven siblings on September 17th, 1997. Happy early birthday, Alohi. Football runs in the Gilman family blood, because Alohi Gilman was actually introduced to the game of football by his dad, who played at Southern Utah as a player himself, and then returned to Hawaii, where he hosts football camps that gets guys recruited to big colleges every year, and getting former Chargers linebacker Manti Te'o from Hawaii to Notre Dame to the Chargers. Another fun fact, Manti Te'o and Alohi Gilman grew up together down the street from each other. Even with a six-year gap, the two know each other very well to this day. And Gilman's value wasn't all in name value, because on the field as a high school football player, he was an All-American and won the Defensive Player of the State and led his team to a state
championship while also being selected as Hawaii's Defensive Player of the Year as a senior in high school. And you'd think that Gilman would cite his dad for his early football success, but when asked about it, he actually cited the chickens in his backyard. Although he said that he got so fast and so good at bringing down tacklers by simply chasing chickens for his entire childhood and catching them. So maybe, moms, dads who have kids into sports, get some chickens. But unfortunately for Alohi, despite all of that immediate success and his dad's football camps, scouts didn't think he had the size to play safety at the next level. So he actually didn't get recruited by any major colleges and decided to take his talents to the Navy. But his first season, his freshman year on the team, he put up 76 tackles and was an All-American, which is very rare out of Navy, setting Alohi Gilman to get an opportunity to go and chase his big dream. Notre Dame? They came calling. Alohi Gilman transferred his sophomore year to Notre Dame, where he would have to sit out a year and not play for the Fighting Irish due to NCAA's transfer rules. But as a junior and sophomore, he got on the field and he dominated. In just two seasons on the team, he had 168 total tackles, somehow upping his numbers from when he played for the Navy against lesser competition than Notre Dame does. All of Alohi's college coaches and teammates have praised his leadership. Even former college teammate and Chargers linebacker Drew Tranquil. The work would finally pay off and Alohi Gilman would get drafted to another dream location. You see, growing up, Alohi's favorite sport was actually surfing. He's a very skilled surfer. So when he got drafted to the Los Angeles Chargers in the 2020 NFL Draft, I bet you know what the Gilman household sounded like that day. As a rookie, Gilman started on special team. But as the season went on, guys went down. Alohi started to perform more in practice. And he found his way into the starting lineup for the end of his rookie season. And by the time we got all the way through his second offseason on the team, he was the locked-in starter going into year two. His second game of 2021, Alohi Gilman had his breakout game. Along with fellow defensive back Asante Samuel Jr. had this Superman interception. Alohi Gilman would make plays all over the field that day, including the game-sealing interception on Patrick Mahomes, the first time that Justin Herbert defeated Patrick Mahomes. And he's never looked back. He's been back there with Derwin James as the starting free safety ever since, racking up 180 total tackles in just three seasons as a starter, and just having a knack for getting the football with four interceptions, four forced fumbles, and four fumble recoveries. And off the field, Gilman has been just as involved in his community as he is his team, returning back to Hawaii every offseason to help his dad with said football camp, and puts on community events and shows up for us Chargers fans all the time. And the Chargers rewarded him this offseason, signing Alohi Gilman to a two-year contract extension worth around $10 million. So we're getting a lot more of 32 in powder blue, which is a special number for us Chargers fans. You can't just rock up and wear that number, especially at that position on the field, and not bring your all to the game. Not bring that fun, passionate game that we love to watch on our NFL TV screens. Because someone that I remember very, very well, one of my favorite players of all time, put this number on the map for our franchise. I will say there is no one else that I'd rather represent that number and that legacy that we all know it stands for than Alohi Gilman. Keep balling, Alohi. He's actually my wife's favorite player. Shout out, Rose. Don't try and steal my wife from me, Alohi. One last reminder before I sign off, y'all, comment down below which Charger I should feature in the next episode. Most comments will be up next. And last thing, this is for the Charger chat hosts who I'm about to give the mic back to. I challenge all three of you and everyone in the chat, every live viewer, to try and say Alohi Gilman's full name without stuttering. I'm not even going
to
try.
I'd like to think he's kind of a magic NFL mic, if you will. You know what I mean? He gets everybody going.
He does. And this is what it's all about, man. Like, I love this team. I love these players. And I love, I'll say it, I love NFL Mike for doing this.
I'll say it.
I'm the only one brave enough to say it. No, I love NFL Mike for taking so much time to give us such an insight on these players that we already knew and loved. And he just like, he goes, oh, you want
chickens?
You think this cake is done? Yeah. Let me frost this bitch up. And how dare you put this evil on us trying to pronounce this full name. All right.
All right, you go first.
Of course you want me to go first.
No, I'll go first. Asai Alohila Neokola Gilman. Definitely dude, not right.
That's pretty close, I bet. It's Asai Alohila Neokola.
Take your time.
Ladiokala. Yeah. Asai Alohila Neokola. Oh, I thought if I did a voice, it might work a bit better. Asai Alohi Laniokala Gilman.
That works. I think that's pretty good. Pretty good.
Mr. Mike.
Dude,
call go NFL. If,
guys, go subscribe to all of his shit. I'm telling please. You right now. He just sent me this thing that he's going back and forth. There's some really cool stuff. I'm just gonna tease it because you need to go look at it on TikTok and on Instagram because he's going back and forth with a former Raider quarterback. Jamarcus Russell, I'm sure you've heard some of this stuff, and he's got some fun shit. It keeps me really? Very entertained. So go subscribe and check out his stuff. And we're looking forward to having more of NFL Mike during the season and more part of the pod. So we're so grateful for him.
So thankful, so excited, and you're killing it, NFL Mike.
Keep
there's
it up.
No misses. This guy can't miss.
Can't wait to meet him in person. I think we're going to become best friends.
I think we will.
All it's of us together.
A broship will happen.
Broship.
All right, folks. Now it is time to go on to the next segment. Ask Bolt Fam.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
Hi, guys.
Go jam a thumb up his bottle. That's what you do.
I wet myself in excitement.
Both are hungry.
Your thoughts are like
totally appreciated.
Catch you later, dude.
Okay, love you, boy.
That's right, folks. Time for Ask Bolt Fam. And we start at the top with Ulises Pineda, who asked the question.
What the f*** are we supposed to talk about until training camp? If you each were to choose one uniform combo from all of Chargers history, which would be your favorite? I'm talking pants, socks, shoes, hell, even their undies. Because what the hell are we supposed to do until camp? BTFU, you sexy f***, and suck my bung bung Raiders, Chiefs, and Broncos.
Suck my bung bung.
It's a new variation.
I like it. Riffing off suck my butt. I love this.
Yeah, dude. Off season, man. There can be some big lulls, but dude, join the Die Hard Bowl Club and you can go to a
lulls and lulls.
Lulls, yes.
Yeah.
Substitute the lulls with some lulls and it'll make it go by that much quicker. And that's what we do here at the Charger Chat.
That's what we're here for.
But this is a great question. Favorite uniform combo of all time.
It's hard for me not to love the 90s navy, mm-hmm. the navy look, but I'm telling you, man, like the powder blue, and I know people hate this, the the powder blue with the gold pants is like my favorite uniform. It looks so awesome.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people, I've seen a lot of people like hate that and they want it off what we wear, but not for this guy. This mm-hmm. guy. Really enjoy
tried and
it.
True. Yeah.
Tried and true.
boy, it is tough to think of a favorite all time. The old Navy, as far as like full combo, I'm going to look at the full combo. I love the powder blue and I love the old like retro powder blue color. Yep. Like there's something about the retro with the big blocky letters and you got the guys with the big pads.
You're
on,
talking like 60s and
yeah, 70s. Like the Dan Fouts era, like the 80s. Or like just the big hulking dudes that like just had big blocky letters. But I do, there's something also to be said for the white jerseys with the powder blue numbers. Like that little splash of color on those white jerseys.
And they've never worn those before. Those are not a field certified jersey.
I really love that color and that look. Yellow pants, I think, are underrated. I think those are goat pants there. It allows you to pee your pants and nobody knows.
Yeah, no one will know.
Nobody will know.
Who's going to know? Who's no going to know?
And there is something now this, when I say, I'm talking about like favorite pieces. Cause like, I think if you put all this together, because my favorite helmet, is definitely the Navy helmet. Navy. The full Navy with the white bolt on there.
I want to see the Navy with the numbers on it. Yeah, that's what I want to see. That'd be cool, honestly, like the full Navied out with the number on the side with the Navy helmet.
Yeah.
Could be pretty mean.
Yeah. And the fact that that the Chargers are the only ones that have like the yellow grills for the for the helmets is a pretty special look as well. So I'm not saying that that's the combo, because I think if I picture that, that's a pretty like, that's a heinous combo of a Navy helmet, white jersey, yellow pants. But I love all of those pieces. And I mean, honestly, like all of the jerseys, man, they just don't miss. Like there's not a jersey that the Chargers have had that make you go, ooh, that's the jersey. Ooh. Like we're not the Pittsburgh Bumblebee Steelers. We're not the Green Bay yellow and whatever hell their color. I mean, I know it's green, but those retro looking jerseys that they have.
Sure.
We don't have any of that nonsense going on with the Chargers. So really you could pick any combo and you're going to kill it. But yeah, that's our thought here at the Charger chat there. Ulysses, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Andrew Ramsey, who asked the question. What's up, my three amigos trio trilogy non-sexual menahatois? I hate I missed the Zoom hangout, but that means I will try to make this spicy. One, what is the punishment by the Charger Chat community if we have a losing record in powder blue uniforms versus combo of white slash royal slash navy for Kyle? And if Justin finishes 10th in QBs this season for Kevin? Two, with Jim Barr's attention to detail, does this mean no birthdays will be forgotten this year and everyone will have a Billy Madison party with a bounce house for their birthday? I think that was spicy enough, LOL. K, love you, bye.
Well, thanks, Drewski.
Yeah. Sorry you couldn't make the Zoom hangout,
buddy. We're definitely missing you, dude. You've been been on all of them. So.
Yeah. You had a streak going, but hey. Time to start over.
Start over, baby. Yeah. Start over.
Beat that record. You got a record now. Let's beat that record.
Let's beat that record.
So as far as punishments, so for those that don't recall last episode, Kyle mentioned that powder blue is not his favorite color.
Looks soft. Yeah,
too soft. So he's thinking that we need to bring back more white, the Royals, the Navies. So what should be his punishment if the powder blues have a losing record compared to the rest of the uniform combo? I love when we have to think of punishments for co-host that's not here.
I know. He has to do an entire episode by himself.
Whoa.
He has to do you. He has to argue with himself for me to be there. It would be the wildest thing. Maybe a Patreon thing, but he's got to do his own episode.
Wow. Okay.
And then I guess you could say the same for me.
Yeah, if Justin finishes 10th,
he's not finishing 10th, but
I think there should be a, I don't know.
What do you got? I can't give myself a punishment.
No, I know, but I'm trying to think, like, it's not necessary. Is it a punishment if you were like, he's top 10 and then Justin finishes 10th? Or if he's...
if he finishes 10th, I'm in trouble.
Okay.
Essentially.
Okay.
So I have to, something bad has to happen.
I think you should have to do
what?
I think he should have to do an episode with clown makeup. I think that should be
it'll match what I'm saying.
Yeah, there you
That'll
go.
Be perfect.
There we go. You heard it here first.
Sure.
Andrew
and everybody. Red nose and everything. Here it comes.
Honk honk. And then with Jim Boss attention details, I mean, no birthdays will be forgotten this year. There was a thing, and I guess for those that don't know, there was a thing mentioned with Staley last year, how
he would favorite players and
he would shout out some players' birthdays, but not others. And maybe that was some of the
he seems like a big birthday guy. He seems like Jim Boss, big family birthday guy that no one's going to be left behind. No birthday left behind.
Yeah, leave no birthday behind. So, yes, bounce house. Kevin can show up as the clown, make some balloon animals for the guys. It'll be great. It'll be a great old time. So there you go. Andrew Ramsey, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Tony Francis.
Tony.
Who asked the question.
Tony.
Attention. Listen up, cadets. This weekend was absolutely balls to the wall crazy. I got to join my first Zoom hangout. Went to the DHBC BBQ and watched grown men cry like babies eating hot wings that were way too hot. My question is directed right at you, Coach Kyle. What the fuck, dude? I saw you on the Zoom hangout in your car and immediately assumed you were on your way to the BBQ. You never showed up, maggot. How are we supposed to maintain our best friendom when you do butt-sucking things like that? Karate in the garage only works if you show up in the fucking garage, twinkle toes. Fuck you, Brandon Staley. This is somehow your fault that Kyle didn't make it. Jim Harbaugh wouldn't let this type of behavior slide. Had Jim known Kyle's attendance was required at this BBQ, he would have put a plan in place and made it happen. Dear Staley, if you're listening to this, suck my butt. Kyle should have been at the BBQ. Anyways, maggots, thanks for letting me come on and rip my butt off like an old angry army vet. F*** the Raiders, burn the kingdom, and choke the donkeys. Lieutenant Tony signing off. And as always, suck my butt.
All right.
That's so great that Kyle's not here for this either. This is like the perfect question.
I'm sorry there, Lieutenant Tony, but...
Lieutenant Tony, ice cream.
Kyle is MIA right now. And I guess...
It's perfect for this, because fuck Staley, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Thanks, Kyle. Couldn't make it because fuck Staley.
Yet again, Staley. I think somehow... We found out that Kyle had like an emergency wedding to go to that kind of popped up out of nowhere. So I guess that was the reason for the season.
But he was in and out. He was there.
He showed up, just not in the way that you wanted, Tony. Yeah. In the same way that Kevin and I attended, so did Kyle. So, I mean, partial credit. Come on. We'll make him drop and do 50. Okay, Tony, is that good 50. Enough for you?
Yeah.
All right. We'll try to make the next one. But Tony, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, brother.
For asking the question. Let's move it on now to Bolt to the Future, who asked the question.
All right, boys. It's kind of quiet these days, and I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a pool party or something. This summer is hotter than hell, man. Cannonball! Okay. If the Chargers had a potluck, pick 5 players, and what would they each bring? FTR, SMB, and Caleb, you buy.
All right. A potluck.
Potluck and 5 players.
All right.
All right.
Start with the easy one.
Let's go around the horn. You go first.
The easy one is Justin Herbert. He's bringing brisket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's the easy one.
That's the entree on the menu. That's like the main course. Specialty. Yeah.
He's like, sure. I just made this, you know, I would just smoke this and it's just like a giant tray. I was like, I just had this laying around.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Let's go offensive linemen.
Of course.
Let's say, who's our biggest offensive lineman? Who's our thickest of the thick boys?
I mean, Joe Walt's probably the tallest.
But he's not the thickest. Maybe Bozeman's the thickest.
Might be.
Okay, let's say Bozeman.
Oh, Sawyer's probably the thing.
Jamari Sawyer.
Yeah.
Fried Twinkies coming in hot.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Next is going to be Joey Bosa, and he's bringing a tray of cereal. Those little individual cereals, a little bit of milk, you know, for those that feel like they need it.
Yeah, he's bringing a brown bear cut up into little pieces with a little toothpick in it. You know,
there you go.
Little bear.
Aww.
Little baby bear.
Little baby bear.
Oh, yeah. Then let's go. Oh, shit. Let's do Harbaugh. And I'm pretty sure he loves milk so much that he just brings milk for everybody.
All
milk,
right.
Milk and porterhouses.
A variety pack of milk. You know, you've got your 2%, you got your non-fat, you got your strawberry, you got your chocolate.
It's a milk bar.
Yeah, it's a little milk bar.
Yeah, it's like Clockwork Orange, the little milk bar.
And let's see who's the final. This out. The final Charger showing up.
What item are we missing? Because I feel like we got dessert, we got the drink, we got some, and we got double the beef. We need some starch.
True.
We need some fries. We need something. You got this.
Come on, baby. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Come on.
I'm going to...
I love how you really...
I had an idea, but then he threw the starch into it. Now I'm like, I'm pigeonholed into a...
No,
a
starch,
starchy idea.
Hey, not everyone likes starches. Let's just go extra meat, whatever you want.
I was going to say maybe Alohi Gilman. and maybe some
Hawaiian barbecue.
No, all the chickens he's caught, some little chicken tendies.
That's it. Some chicken tendies. That's great. That's the perfect answer. Holy crap. That was perfect.
All right. There you go. Bolt to the future. Enjoy your cannonball. And thanks for asking the question.
Lovely off season. I love these questions so much.
Let's move it on now to Isaac Burbank.
Certified fresh.
Okay. Who asked the question? Hey, my fellow Bolty boys. I've been listening for a while, but this is my first time writing in. I was going to create a whole story slash scenario for this question, but since I couldn't think of one, here goes. Philip Rivers versus Jim Harbaugh. Who wins in the most epic freestyle rap battle in the history of epic rap battles? I have full confidence Rivers will win. But what are your thoughts on this important matter? Okay, love you, bye.
So, do they do like country rap? Because I think Phil would win the country rap. I've seen Harbaugh legit be in like rap videos and shit.
Harbaugh?
Yeah. They really? Did like a, yeah, Who's Got It Better Than Us? There's a rap video.
Really?
And he's in it like in like a Lambo and shit. You got to look it up if you haven't seen it.
I'm pulling it up right now.
Who's got it this. Better than us? Nobody. So I think just with the track record, if there is a new form of like country rap that I don't know about, I'm giving it to Phil. If it's like regular rap, epic rap battle, I'm probably going to go Harbaugh.
Okay. Wow. Oh, yeah. Who's Look at this. And around in a Lambo.
Yeah, it's the best. It's a great video. He's ready to go.
Oh, my God.
Well, there was right, the story how, the and there was a story about how he had like a rapper walk, have the like lead the team out rapping on something on during the games.
Really?
And that was part of his the tradition that they had. So I think he's primed.
I need to watch the full video of this. This is fantastic.
I can't believe you haven't seen it.
That's I had funny. No idea. I was gonna agree on the Philip Rivers winning the rap battle just because of all the mic'd ups that he's done.
Yeah,
I could see him going in like an Eminem, like Shaman Eminem, him and Eminem, 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 Dadgum shoot, dadgum shoot.
But that feels more like a country rap. There should be more. There's got to be country rap.
I remember there was also that one mic'd up where he was like, just gibberish into a helmet, just going like, I say that it's the same and I'm on here, like just yeah. messing with the guys.
You know, Cotton Eye Joe, where did you come from?
A little mumble rap out of Phil, yeah. I think might
be sick.
Might win this. But hey, put it down in the comments, folks. Who's winning the rap battle?
Who's
Phil or Jim? Both have the swag, but who has the newts? Isaac Burbank, thank you for asking the question.
Don't be a stranger. Great
Absolutely.
Question.
Keep them coming. Let's move on now to Marco DeLeo.
I know him.
Who asked the question? The dragon? Okay. The stage. The fire dragon versus the legendary eating children ogre with battle armor and massive mace to attack. In the Himalayan mountains, who wins and why? Round two, fight, can everybody?
I feel bad that Kyle's not here for this.
I know.
So, do we do it without him? Or do we circle back? And maybe we decide this round, and then Kyle's stuck with what we decide for the next round.
There you go. And who moves on from there?
Yeah.
So let's think about this. That's Kyle's punishment for not being here.
yeah.
The fire dragon versus the legendary eating children ogre with battle armor and massive mace. So an ogre that eats children, legendarily eats children.
Yeah, he's really well known
in the Himalayan mountains.
But
yeah,
is there? So the question is there a child riding the dragon? Because I think if there's a child on the dragon's back,
excellent question.
The ogre's got a better chance.
Excellent, yeah. Because he's like, oh, I'm so.
Oh, he's like, oh, yum 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 yum.
Where's the nearest children?
Is that a potluck?
Where's the nearest child?
You might not have the same
bastard. He's like, I'll eat your baby.
Yeah,
keep your money, and I'll eat the baby.
Yeah, I don't know if he's has quite the enthusiasm if there's not a child attached to the dragon.
Gotcha.
So for me, I'm still going dragon, even though the battle armor and the massive mace to attack. Oh,
So the thing I think we need to consider as well is the Himalayan mountains.
Yeah.
Those are not like, that's not a balmy mountain. The snow.
Yeah, it's steep.
It's steep. And the dragon is more fire.
And he's so hot. So is the dragon hindered
by the snow?
No, I think home field advantage goes dragon.
Okay.
For sure. I think the ogres and trolls live under bridges. And if we're on the top of a mountain, we're not close to a bridge, baby. So I think he's in trouble. There's no kids. His ideal setup is not there. And there's no bridge.
Okay. So the fire dragon goes undefeated.
I'm going fire dragon.
I can agree with that. But I would say the fire dragon moves on to the next round.
Do your work, ogre.
Find a formidable foe for this fire dragon, Marco. But thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to the K-Man, who asked the question.
The jury is out on Derwin James' potential for this new season. Do the three of you feel if Harbaugh is the ticket for him, he will make the Pro Bowl team? Thanks.
I think we'd align with Kyle on this. I think Derwin's going to be sensational this year.
Yeah.
Because you look at what he was before we had Brandon Staley. We just forget about him now because of the system he was in under Brandon Staley and how he literally called him a Swiss Army knife when master of jack of all trades, master of none.
Right.
Like, let's narrow this down a little bit and let him do what, you know, brought him into the league and made him so good.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like Derwin James has never been to the Pro Bowl.
No, he has.
James has been there three times.
100%.
18, 21, and 22. So this isn't like the ticket to get to his first Pro Bowl. The guy's been there before. The guy he's got the talent. And Harbaugh sees that. He recognizes it. There's something about having a coach that can just recognize your talent and know how to utilize you, as opposed to a coach that can recognize your talent and lean on you to get the work done.
Great way to put it.
Yeah. So I think the experience that Harbaugh has, his ability to recognize talent, his ability to utilize the talent and not just lean on it, it's absolutely no brainer. Derwin James Pro Bowl 2024. 100%.
I'm in. Sign me up.
There you go. K Man, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Big Red Bolts fan who asked the question.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a topic by the toe. This offseason has got to go. For the less we hear, the less we know. Here's a query for your reply. It was well thought out, you cannot deny. If you could choose to have two players' strengths, like Bosa's power and Parham's lengths, which would you choose and tell us why? I look forward to your answers. K, love you, bye. Bolt the f*** up and FTR. P.S. Can you believe that the word length is the only one that rhymes with strength? For what it's worth, perhaps I should have gone with girth.
Man has too much time.
He's just too good at this. He just sits. I believe we talked to him about it. And he just like, where most guys do their work, you can imagine where he's probably knocking these bad boys out.
Strength. What means for strength? Length? That's it? Okay. Let's make this work. All right. So two players' strengths. You could choose to have them.
For me personally, I can have two of their strengths.
Yes.
Justin Herbert's golf game so I could beat the shit out of Kyle. Start with that. That's not even football related, but I'll take that.
love that.
And then we'll go with Dicker the Kicker's calmness under pressure and coolness.
Ooh, nice.
Like he's so laid back.
I like that.
Like I need more of that in my life.
Okay.
So being able to kick Kyle's ass and golf via Justin Herbert.
Okay.
And then Dicker the Kicker's coolness.
Okay. Let's see. I would also say Justin Herbert, but I would say his hair. Guy's got the best flow in the league, and I'm jealous of it. I need it. I want it. I will say his hair, and I will say Joey Bosa's game-playing ability. I've seen
him play gaming.
Yeah, I've seen him game, and I'm very jealous, and I would like to have that. I don't need the physical prowess of any of these guys. I know my lane, and I'm staying in it. Yeah. I just want some decent hair, and I want to be able to game with some of the best. So that's all I'm asking for. I don't ask for much in this world.
Just want some decent hair.
Big Red Bolts fan. Thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to BTFU Chargers guy, baby, who asked the question.
Oh, my Chargers homie, I'm back again, baby. Are we bolting the f*** up? Because I am, baby. How many wins do you guys think we have in the bag, baby? I'm thinking like 10 wins or 12 wins at the max. Oh, yeah, baby. But as always, my Chargers homies, f*** the Raiders and the Chiefs, baby. Have a great 4th of July, my Chargers homies. Bolt the f*** up. I'm out, baby.
Wins in the bag.
You know how everyone loves when I do the floor, right? So
we love it.
You love it. Kevin the floor. Kevin the floor Duggan. I'm Huggin might get switched out. So floor, I think the floor is 12 wins.
Okay.
That's how confident I am in this team this year.
And we're talking guaranteed.
I'm guaranteeing 12 wins.
Guaranteeing 12 wins is the floor.
I guarantee this.
So that's playoff guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. We're in the mix for AFC West, no problem.
Love it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. There's... You know what, Kevin, you've taken so many pitchforks. Let me take this one. There's so many games that are questionable, and we as Charger fans are hesitant to guarantee anything in this world. So I would say there's a guarantee of at least floor, a guarantee of at least eight. Now that's not to say that the Chargers won't win more than that. As far as my comfortability to say there's at least eight wins that are going down, that's what I feel comfortable saying. Now, I think that there's some challenging games coming up that, like, they could result in wins, but, man, they're going to be uphill battles. They are going to be tough, and we could still come out the other side with a win. But as far as, like, I feel confident that we're going to get at least eight guaranteed wins as the floor.
So we're not guaranteeing playoffs.
I'm not guaranteeing. I'm getting.
I got her.
No, I got Kyled.
Yeah, eight wins.
I got coached.
8 wins is most likely no playoffs.
So but that's for. I'm just guaranteeing. Up to 9. I think there's more.
8.5.
What's the over under?
Yeah, what's the over under on this?
All right, I'll bump it up to 9. As far as a guaranteed win, I think there's still more wins to be had. But as far as guaranteed...
Put them in your pipe and smoke that win.
Yeah, smoke that, yeah. I'll say 9.
Okay, 9. Cool.
Come at me, everybody.
Oh, that's funny.
This is that image of me with my arms out, taking all the arrows and all the pitchforks while Kevin sits there editing on his computer.
It's like on a lawn chair, just like, this is great.
There you go. BTFU Chargers guy, baby. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Mr. Pekar, who asked the question.
Hey, boys. It was good hanging out with you briefly during the DHBC BBQ. These special 10 meats are now, how you say, the cat's meow. Now, we spoke about Nick Hardwick and his coaching abilities and that how LT would be a hard catch. But imagine all of the coaches you could pull from Chargers past. What ex-Charger would you bring in as coach, positional or otherwise, to improve our team? You would bring them in with this sales pitch. You want to finally win a ring as a Charger? Coaches get rings too, right? No copying and no repeats. Oldest to youngest order, please. Both the F up. Family Trust Respect. SMB Incorporated. K, love you, bye.
So you're older than I am.
I am.
Let's go.
I think I hate to take the easy answer.
Easy. Easy.
You bring in Phil to be the quarterback coach at the very least, if not the offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Okay.
That's... To me, and we're talking also about a guy who's coaching his son, right now. Coach them to, I can't remember, did they win the whole shebang? Or do they?
I don't think so, but they're getting there. They're okay. Like, they're kicking ass. And yeah, Gunner so, is like really good. Gunner! Throws just like his dad, which is so that. Funny.
So we're not talking about a guy that's just like, hey, you want to coach something? He's like, yeah, okay, I guess I wasn't really doing much of anything else. The guy's got coaching in his veins already. He's got a taste for it. I think it's an easy plug and play, Phillip Rivers.
Like that. I'll go a different route. I think there's something really important for the old man energy that, you know, like the respect level, the kind of, you know, tell us the stories of times past, like that kind of thing.
Okay.
There is a specific guy that had, I'd say, comparable to your picks, swagger level.
I love this buildup.
as a player.
Yes.
And his moniker was MFIC. That's motherfucker okay.
yeah,
in charge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dan Fouts,
okay,
assistant head coach.
Ooh.
Dan Fouts, MFIC, with the real MFIC in Harbaugh, coaching Justin Herbert and getting him up to the MFIC level.
Love it. I love that.
So that was a sneaky walk down.
That was a sneaky walk.
Very bad.
I miss having him as a commentator now. Now that you brought that up, I'm like, man, he doesn't commentate anymore.
Yeah.
Come back, Dan. Dan, yeah, come back.
Hey, in this country, we're totally fine with super old guys talking on TV.
Oh, so, totally.
Yeah, we're used to it now. So yeah. Just come on back, Dan. We love you, dude.
Yeah. There you go. A couple quarterbacks as our next couple coaches. I mean, and that's what you look for in a coach. You need some leaders.
Yeah.
Who else led these teams? Who were some of the other greats that led this team other than Phillip Rivers and Dan Fouts?
This is a comments thing. Put your answer in the comments.
There you go.
Show.
God, so many comments are going to be overflowing.
I know. I can't
wait. Love that. There you go. Mr. Pekar, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. And we go out of Ask Bold Fam with Athayer Kader.
Athayer.
Kader.
Who asked the question?
Judge and Chip, my babies, my boys. I love everyone equally, but Bulldog is my number one in my heart. Sorry, Kevin and Coach Kyle. I have three bold predictions, baby. First, J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards will play 15 games each and combine for over 2,200 yards and 17 touchdowns, baby! Second, my baby, my love superstar, QB Herbie, will be the favorite to win NFL MVP going to December. Chargers in first place in the AFC West, baby! Third, Tooley will win Defensive Player of the Year, baby! 23 sacks, 13 forced fumbles, 68 tackles, and 15 for a loss, baby! Now that leads to my question. Can Greg Romans and Jesse Minter give Coach Harbaugh top 10 defense and offense going to December? Coach Kyle always goes first, followed by Kevin and my baby Bulldog. P.S. Raiders fans, I will advise you not to show up in September 8th in week one, baby. You're not going to like the first half score. Your sorry ass team down 24-0. Harbaugh and Herbert are not playing. Let's f***ing go, baby.
His energy level never changes.
No.
Off season or game week.
Yeah.
It's the same Athayer Kader.
You are getting an authentic Athayer
every
week.
Every week.
All right. Great predictions, by the way. Jesus. J.K. and Gus, 2,200 yards and 17 touchdowns. My God.
I don't want to rip off an idea, but during the Chargers podcast with Matt Money, he made a great point that I didn't even think about. And it really reset my brain of how to look at this, about this only being a running offense and you know, Justin not having the same numbers. Great comparison. San Francisco 49ers with Brock Purdy.
Okay.
Look at what their running game is. Their whole team is built on the run. Brock Purdy finished in top three in all categories and was an MVP. You know, he was going for the MVP.
Candidate, yeah.
Yeah, so that's Brock Purdy.
And we have Justin Herbert.
So you can see how an offense, go listen to that podcast because it's phenomenal. Like the way that Matt Money laid it out was like, it was like an aha moment for me. It's like, okay, I can calm down a little bit. I don't need to be so like, we're only going to run the ball.
We're,
you know,
were you really worried about it though?
And not a lot, but I want him to have the stats. And yeah. He just absolutely crushed that thought that can't be done.
All right.
So I'm excited for that. I think it's – and go it. If you don't listen to that podcast, listen to them before us because they're way better than us for sure.
And then, yeah, the QB, NFL MVP, totally. Chargers first place in AFC West, totally.
Totally.
Tooley winning Defensive Player of the Year. That would be wild.
That's a bold one.
That's
I can't,
huge.
You're
23 sacks.
No, nah, that's
that's a lot of fear. I mean, that when you've
with
got
that, with
Khalil
three other
and Joey
dudes, yeah, getting mixing time,
like, and Bud Dupree, yeah,
he would probably, yeah, that would be like the highest percentage of sack to play that you in NFL history. Like the amount, yeah, of times on the field he's having like a sack every other play.
Yeah,
like every five plays.
And 13 forced fumbles.
That's crazy.
Man, that would be wild. Hey, I'm here for it, Athir. If that happens, you're getting something. I don't know what, but you're getting something.
Yeah, seriously.
But as far as your question, Greg Roman and Jesse Minter giving Coach Harbaugh top 10 defense and offense going into December.
I think 100%. I don't see why not. And we know this offense can be that just with Justin Herbert alone. That's your baseline. Right. You know, that's your floor. And then after that, you know, the defense, you can't not get, but get better. Mm-hmm. Like, just like the way our rushing attack is, people stay healthy. It's going to be such a better defense. And it just has to be because we had one of the worst defenses for 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, I would have to agree that, you know, again, knowing now more of what we do from the previous regimes, it felt more like I am surrounding people that will do what I want them to do because I'm calling plays versus I'm surrounding myself with people that understand what we're trying to accomplish and I can trust them to run the offense, to run the defense, and accomplish what we want to accomplish. So when everybody's on the same page and everybody's in agreement, great things happen, not just in football, but in life in general. Like when everybody's comes together to accomplish the same thing and execute it in the same way, and your leader is Jim Harbaugh, how do you not have a top 10 offense and defense going into December? Like,
totally.
That I'm so excited to see, because like you said, defense, players are good on paper. Offense, players are good on paper. It's all about the execution. And now that you have a leadership where everybody understands what their role is, how they're going to accomplish that, and it's not, you need to do what I say, otherwise, it's more, we need to do this so that we can get this. I think that you're going to have a completely different team. And again, I am so excited to see these guys hit the field. So 100% agreement there, Athir, on all accounts. Thank you, buddy, for asking the question. And thank you, everybody, for asking questions and Ask Bold Fam. We really appreciate it. Again, it's the lulls of the off season. So, hey, that means you get a shorter episode. I think that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Any final thoughts there, Kev?
No, you're great, Adam. I love you.
No, you're great.
No,
you're a legend.
You're a legend. You're a legend.
All right. You're a legend. That's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat, folks. Don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
You're a legend. Love you, bye.
You're a legend. Love you,
you're
bye.
A legend.
You're a legend.
You're a legend.
You're a legend. Yeah. You're a legend.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Have you ever wanted to go out and get some quality chicken for dinner, but crave the freshness of a newly caught chicken? Wish there was a place you could go where you could pick out your chicken for dinner, not unlike a lobster in a fish tank? Welcome to Alohi's Poultry Palace, where the spirit of the game meets the bounty of the farm. At Alohi's Poultry Palace, you pick the chicken, Alohi catches it, and you end up with the freshest, juiciest chicken and the quickest farm-to-table you could ask for. You pick 'em, we grill 'em. Alohi's Poultry Palace, where every meal is a touchdown.